Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome, people around here. They call me the Sandman. That's right. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. And that's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. And we are broadcasting live right now out of our little studio here in downtown Oakland. Got the ladder in the room there. And some cables laying around, and we're just getting ready for the holidays. How about you? You getting ready for little Hanukkah and Christmas? Well, me too. And maybe something came up this past week. You know, this month is probably the busiest month for us because everybody wants to get something done. You got December 31st coming up. Can you believe the year is almost over? I can't even believe it. And so everyone wants something done before the end of the year, and we're busy. Been a busy week. So maybe something happened to you. Maybe you have a question about how you could save some last-minute taxes or something. You can give us a call right now. You probably know the number, 808-KNBR. You can talk to my buddy Raf. He's in the studio today. Good morning, Raf. And he will see what you have to say. 415-808-5627 if you hear me right now. You don't have to dial 415. Just dial 808-KNBR, and Raf will see what we can do. 2020. Can you believe it? It's just around the corner. I can't even believe it. And so today we're going to talk about all these little moves that we did. Some of them were pretty big, actually. I had this one case we're going to talk about that happened again. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like deja vu because someone else came in the middle of the week and the same thing happened again. And I thought, wow, I better talk about this because this is a big mistake. Like, this could be a massive mistake that I've seen made several times with other folks. And now all of a sudden it's about to happen again. And some easy precaution steps you can take. So we're going to go through that. And I'll share that with you. And then I'll share with you a couple other stories that happened this week, which, again, are just things you should know. So that's what we're all about. Anyway, listen, this has been a busy week and a busy month. And it's just kind of shaping up to be that way, given the fact that it is almost the end of the year. You got 2020 coming just around the corner. And I just thought I'd share my week with you. It all started Monday. Around 11 a.m. Dan came in. And Dan starts telling me about how he's, let me just give you some picture. Dan's about 62. He has a good job. He's been doing it for a long time. Unfortunately, his wife had passed away a few years ago. And it was really hard. It's very hard. But Dan just kind of dropped on me that he just met somebody. And it's been about a year now. And anyway, they're living together. So next thing you know, he's telling me about how probably gonna get married and that, you know, he wonders what we should do here. So next thing you know is we started talking about, well, What are you bringing here? What's going on with this marriage? What are you thinking about? Well, we're gonna get married, and I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, change some things, make sure that she gets everything. And I said, well, whoa, Dan, hold on a second here. Really? Tell me more. You know, I know what you're thinking, Dave. You know, no, she's a really great girl. We get along wonderfully. Everything's wonderful. Now been living together for a while. How long? Well, it's been about 8 months now. Okay. I'm starting to get worried. I mean, you know, just as a consultant, as an advisor for somebody, I start to think about it. You know, start to think about all the stories I've seen with people with what they have. And so in this case, you know, he's got some property. He's got a good income. His retirement looks great. I mean, he's set financially. He's going to be fine. And when you start adding the new equation here with I want to make her my beneficiary and I want to transfer everything over to her and I just want to make sure she's okay. And, you know, it's hard. So that's where I have to start saying, well, look, at the moment, here's where you sit and here's some things you can do. And so some things you can do. Before I get into that, though, I want to say this happened again on Wednesday. And this was what was so bizarre. It was Wednesday, a couple days later. It wasn't 11 a.m. At this point, it was 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Wednesday. And this time, a couple walks in. Now, this fella has been a client of mine. We're going to call him Bob. Bob's been a client of mine for 7 years. And he's been single the entire time. And he has a couple kids from a previous marriage. And now all of a sudden, he's wanting to get married. Turns out they've been dating for a while. And she has some kids of her own. She has a piece of real estate. He's got some real estate. He's got some savings. He's got income. And now they want to get married. Whew. You know, so here it comes again. And but this time, which was interesting, the fact is she's there and she's bringing up, you know, we really should get some paperwork and keep our stuff separate. Now, I know all about him because he's been my client for a long time. I really don't know much about her except she's a nice gal. But other than that, I'm okay. Well, that's interesting. And that's a good way to think about it. So let's step back for a moment. So let's say that you get yourself in this position. And, you know, hey, in your mind, it's wonderful. Let's face it. When you find somebody who you connect with and you get that feeling, we all know what that's like.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
It's wonderful, right? And it's going to last for a little bit of time. And then it just doesn't. We all know this, right? And so a lot of times you just don't see the worst of somebody, even though everything in your body says you have. You just haven't. So you need to protect yourself. This show is called Protect Your Assets. And I'm here to protect you. That's my job. And I know you want me to protect you. That's why you ask me these questions. And I really appreciate it because it's what I do. So let's walk through kind of the steps of what you should do. Well, first off, you need to get your paperwork in order. What kind of paperwork? Well, if you have any asset that's worth $125,000 or more, you need to have a trust. I'm a lawyer. There's a lot of people out there who tell you need a trust or will, and they're not lawyers. They don't know what they're talking about. So in this area, if you have over $125,000 in investable assets, a house, which certainly is probably worth more than $125,000, you need a trust. It's just that simple. Why? Well, because if you die, the trust says where your stuff goes. Wills are fine, but they're going to end up in probate, and then you're going to spend a lot of money on us, me, attorneys. And you're going to tie your stuff up for a couple years. Probate courts around here are awful. I spend a lot of time in the probate court over there on Martin Luther King in Berkeley. There is no worse place. I'm just telling you right now. It's years to get through there. And it's painful. And the clerks, God bless them, you don't do it their way. You're looking at 3 more months. You wanted it done? Sorry. So I'm just telling you got to be prepared for this kind of nonsense. So I would recommend you get a trust, you set up a will, and make sure, oh, and this was Wednesday. God bless them. They did their own will. Is this okay? There was one witness. The witness happened to be biased. I mean, I could tell you all kinds of things wrong with the will. No, it wasn't okay. And the internet didn't do you any favor there, and get your $35 back. Thank you very much. Lost package. Damaged in the mail. Yes. So, you know, hire yourself a lawyer. If you're going to do this, look, if you're set financially, if you are going to do this, you need to hire an attorney. Now, in California, legally, each of you have the right to have your own attorney. You should. That way you get advised privately on the things you need to hear. And I know it kind of feels like talking to your mom or your dad back when you were a kid. You really don't want to hear it, but you really do want to hear it. I know you do. So talk to an attorney, find out what should I do here to protect myself. One of the easiest things you can do, and this came up in both of these meetings, which is why I want to share this with you. If you do a trust, it's very simple to create what's called a separate property schedule. And you attach that separate property schedule to the document. And even though he or she could end up being the beneficiary on that asset, if it doesn't work out in 2 or 3 or 4 years from now, that's your separate property. As long as that person signed off on that saying, yeah, it's your separate property, I don't want any part of it, you're okay. And so, you know, you want to avoid commingling assets and blending assets and having the spouses work on your property and try and increase value, because that just increases their argument that it's partly theirs. So it's a lot of common sense stuff. But still, set this stuff up. It's not that hard to do. And if you're going to get married to somebody or think about spending the rest of your life with them, then you got to clear up the uncertainty, because the uncertainty is what makes lawyers like us go to work. Because when there's uncertainty and it's not in writing and it's not done right, that's the big difference. If not done correctly, you're going to pay attorneys a lot of money to figure it out, and you're not going to like the process. I promise you, it's terrible. It's painful. And it happens over and over and over again because we all mean well. So if this is what you want to do, I applaud you. I encourage you. But I want you to get your ducks in a row. It's just that simple. And I don't want you to wait. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, this is another story. This is our popular They Say segment. I love this one. Because they say you can only put away $50,000 in your retirement accounts this year, and that's it. And is that always true? Well, you're going to be amazed at the answer. There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Welcome to the human race. With its wars, disease, and brutality.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And it is the sun's coming out. It's beautiful. Anyways, the financial and investing world can be so complex, so intimidating, so much so that you just become frozen, or you end up making no moves at all and just missing out. And the good news is you can always check out my podcast at pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com, where we bring you subject matter that is pertinent to your situation. You can go back and look through the different podcasts we've done. All kinds of great information there. Again, it's absolutely free. PYARadio.com. Check it out and see if there's anything you can do to save a little bit before it's too late. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Say what?
Yes, I can. So here's one. They say that the most you can put away in your retirement accounts this time of year, if you're solely employed. Now, you know, if you have a 401k, $24,000. If you're sole employed, $50,000. Heard it this week. In fact, we had a lady who has a professional career. She's married to an executive over at Facebook, and she's doing well. She's a doctor. She makes pretty good money, has her own business. And she was told that the best she could do is $50,000 in a SEP account. And I said, well, that's absolutely not true. What do you mean? She said. I said, well, how much are you making? She said, oh, around $250,000. I said, well, guess what? I'd like to put away that whole $250,000. She said, what? And I said, yes, you can do that. She didn't understand what I was talking about. So then we went back and we looked at her tax return from last year. And it turns out now that her husband has moved up over at Facebook and he's making more money and he's a W-2 employee and he's saving that money. She's doing very well. But when you combine their incomes together, they're getting crushed in taxes. So now that you have this ability to pull that income, and you can take it all the way up to $300,000, by the way. You could pull all that income off the table and stick it away into a type of a retirement account or multiple combination of retirement accounts. Guess what? That money doesn't get taxed. And the beautiful part of the story is on Monday, I had one of my clients who had done this about 5 years ago. She was a realtor in the area, very successful, has done and is still doing well. She's now grown this account to almost $1.5 million. So you talk about putting away money tax deferred while you and your spouse are making as much money as you're probably ever going to make in your lifetime. And in this couple's case, their income's on the rise, not on the descent, because of their types of jobs, and most likely going to be that way for another 10 or 15 years. Can you imagine sticking away $250,000 a year if you could do that for the next 10 years? And let's just assume it grows at 5%. I mean, that's a nice chunk of change. And then think about it this way. Then when you retire, which she and I started having the conversation, what if she wants to retire when she's 58 years old? And she could, because then you could start seeing the income that would come off of that asset. And if you have rental property as well, you could have some rental income off of that. And who needs Social Security at that point? You know, that's just the cherry on top when you hit 70, if you make it that far. But in any event, you could be done if you want to. And that's when you start really soul searching. Are you really doing what you like to do? My realtor client's case, she does. She loves doing what she's doing. She still really enjoys it. And in fact, she's very selective now. Before, she used to take any client that would want her to sell their house or want them to represent her on a purchase. And now she doesn't. Now, if anybody, for any reason, has any sort of a problem that she doesn't like, they're just not nice to her, she just tells them, have a nice day. You know, we're not meant to work together. I'm sorry. It's not going to work out. Think about that. Think about how that would feel if you didn't have to take that case or take that business or work with that client. You could just say, no, I don't want to do it. Sorry. You need an attitude adjustment. How would that feel? Would that make your day? Yeah. So in any event, they say is not right. It's not right. So if you've heard that news, it's not too late to do something about it. Still not too late. Once 12/31 rolls around, that's it. And you know, if Dr. Carla hadn't walked in here and just asked the question and told me, they say, literally, I heard they say this. And I said, oh, that's great. I'm going to use that on Saturday. Is that okay? Sure. You know, if Carla hadn't have picked up the phone and called us and said, you know, they said this and I'm not so sure about that. Is there anything I can do to save more money? And we said, there absolutely is. Come in and talk to the Sandman. How much do you think she's going to save in the next 10 years? When I come back, you're going to want to hear about Lou. Lou came in Thursday, and he was concerned about RMDs. You know what an RMD is? No, it's not a nuclear warhead, something else. And this is a huge mistake that lots of people make all the time. But you're going to find out what Lou did, and he was thinking the right way. So stick around. It's all coming up next. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Network. And this morning we've been talking about this past week. It's been so interesting. A lot of different cases coming through, and just really great facts. So thanks for letting us share your stories. And we have one more. But before we get there, if you would like to learn more about how to lower your taxes next year, or how you could actually save and retire, or retire if that's your goal next year, maybe you want to retire, then you should come to one of our dinner workshops. We have a great setting. We're going to be doing it in Palo Alto at Il Fornaio, which is an excellent restaurant. And we have lots of seats available right now, but this one will fill up, I'll tell you right now. It's going to be January 16th and then January 21st. Both days are available right now. You can register there right now. I'd encourage you to go to PYA Events, pyaevents.com. You can register right there for the day that's best for you. It'll start at 6:30 p.m., so right after work. Nice casual setting, and we'll get into some topics that are quite interesting. You'll probably learn something that you didn't know, and that's what I enjoy doing about those. So again, pyaevents.com. Happy birthdays! Want to wish a happy birthday to Bruce Conrad, Jane Law, Steve Griswold, Ed Musgrave, Vicky Robb, James Cowing, Sharon Delaney, and Benjamin Scroggins. And also next week, it's Nostradamus' birthday. And for those of you who know anything about history and Nostradamus, you may remember he predicted the apocalypse. And he said that the eagle and the bear would unite. And it's today, actually. Today's Nostradamus' birthday. So happy birthday. But the very interesting philosopher, and if you're into astrology or about the, you know, just what the stars mean and predict, he made a lot of predictions. Some of them you could argue were accurate, like the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He predicted that. So some pretty crazy things. And he says that the bear and the eagle are going to unite and that they're going to take down some sort of a sultan that comes out of Arabia. And if you think about some of the Saturday Night Lives where Putin and Trump are buddies, I don't know. What do you think? Anyways, let's get back to it. So this morning we're talking about some stories we had this week. And sure enough, this is a great one. I don't know if you know what an RMD is. Required minimum distribution. Have you heard about that? So this past week, we had a client who had called, had heard the show, and was thinking about his RMD. In fact, he's 69 years old. He's going to be turning 70 and a half next year, 2020, which is a big day for him. He's got lots of IRA accounts kind of spread around. He had a couple of annuities. And again, he's a brand new prospect that came to our office. We didn't place any of these situations for him, but he had them all spread around. And his complaint here was, and it wasn't really a complaint, it was just a frustration more than anything, was, you know, I have all these accounts and they don't seem really coordinated. And as I start to think about my RMD, and oh, by the way, my wife's, you know, right behind me, she's coming up and she has IRAs too, an inherited IRA account. You know, how are we gonna juggle this? What should I do? What makes sense? And so he had heard our show where we talked about the QCD. And by the way, if you missed what a QCD is, go back and listen to the podcast from last week, pyaradio.com. You can listen to what a QCD is. I don't have time for that right now, but that's something you could do. Yes, Lou, you're right. But Lou also could, and in his mind, he heard from they said he should do Roth conversions. And I said, well, Lou, that may not make sense. Why? And I started to show him on our software why that didn't make sense. And he said, oh, I get it. And what was beautiful about our software is we combined all of his accounts, whether they're over there at TD, over at Schwab, which now is going to be the same place, so you're all at the same place, or Fidelity or Merrill Lynch, whatever. You could have accounts all over the place, and we can put them in our software, and we can now see why it makes sense for you not to do that Roth conversion, because it's going to end up costing you a lot more money. And you say, oh, I get it. And so we sat there and we went ahead and we started to build out for Lou his own custom report. So now he can make intelligent plan decisions that at the end of the day, just put more money back in his pocket. And that's really what it's about if you know what you're doing. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for another great show today, but also for a great year. You know, my team works really hard and they make this sound so good. And all I can say is I've got a great bunch of folks working with me. Got my executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, who just rocks it every day for me. And of course, all my fabulous producers, Dora, Phil, and Raph. Thanks, buddy, for taking care of us. We really appreciate it. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. I want to thank you again. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend and a great holiday. And go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.